will have to chase you, pack him. Pack you and chase you out of here. The next time when you're going to make a presentation, it will be at your cost, and we will have to write back that it becomes an unauthorized expenditure because we were here. We became very wasteful of time and even wasteful of the other resources. If your explanation doesn't hold water, fire on DG.
Thank you. Thank you. Am I audible? Thank you so much, Honourable Chair and Honourable Member. I must apologize for this. As I introduced to you outside, so many of you know that in July,
the President issued two proclamations on the department. And one of the matters is the matter that I'm sure the AG raised this morning. That's why we had to ask Dan Pretorius to be here this morning. I don't know in the morning session if Dan made that apology. I'd asked Dan to do that. But I'd also sent an SMS to an honorable member that I would not be in this this morning. So,
which honorable member?
Mr. Boom.
I is the honourable member who has just been out, all out to want to see you. He's got information that he doesn't give to us. Honourable member, you are not fair. Why didn't you forward it to me?
Chair, I honestly now got your numbers today because we only knew yesterday, and that's why Dan left late last night. I don't know what time he left, either late last
why
night.
Why didn't you forward it to the secretary of the committee?
Yes, sure.
I know I could have done that, but I unfortunately did not do that, but I sent it to...
Contempt?
Not at all, Chair. I honestly would not treat this committee with contempt. If the actions and what I've done are indication of that, I apologize, but I would not treat this committee with contempt.
You have me and put screw on my place, in my place.
No, Chairperson. No, Chairperson. I would not do that. I honestly and profusely apologize. I thought in the wisdom, because the presentation of the department was in the afternoon, I then agreed at the last minute, because now, as I said, we are now preparing for court on two matters, on Inatis and Prodiva. And therefore, we had to then conclude, had to sign affidavits on behalf of the department. So that's why my sincerest of apologies. I would not treat this committee with disdain. As I apologized the last time, I would not. And I apologize for oversight.
Honourable members, there we are. Honourable
Keita. Chairperson, I really am sorry, but you know, I'm just a little bit confused. And maybe we can get just a little bit of insight. This meeting has been scheduled, as far as I know, 2 weeks ago. How's it? Where's the communication problem lying? Which is a bit of a concern if you only heard about it yesterday. You know, that is really the concern. Where's the communication problem?
I think, Honourable Member, what he was talking to, that it was only arranged yesterday, was the meeting with the SIU that he had to attend to today because of the preparations. Yeah, not about the meeting. Honourable
Chair, we hear the Ministry's explanations about the emergency of the building, including the one that the CEO called the trial. But you know, all those meetings are actual missions. They are arranged by a mission of the state. They can take place in another time than the one coincide with the meeting of Parliament.
So that explanation about that, for me, holds no water. Because that could have happened on Saturday night, or Sunday, the meeting with the official of the state, so that this meeting is not disrupted the way it has been disrupted. So I just want to say, and I want to speak straight, that all what is DG has said, I think we know it. I'm not convinced. This meeting of the portfolio committee of this nature is long denied. Everything must have been done to make it possible that it happens without any hindrance. So, but of course, you are now here. We did say we should wait 20 minutes. So you came 2 minutes before the 20 minutes time. That was the meeting that, that's how serious the situation is. But for now, Chair, I think that we will have this conversation. I think we need to have this conversation. We have a registered now. Going forward, we need to have this. But for now, I think we should leave my comment there.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think what we observed today is that maybe the department you are not going to listen to. Because your colleagues were here with us since this morning. But when we came to the presentation, none of them had any delegation for me. No, they could not even get a proper explanation of where we were, such that we just had to go and get a long lunch, you know, hoping that we'll come. At one stage, all of them were even phoning and then looking at us. Maybe it's one of the things that should be looked at. But I'm just saying, as the committee, we're not here, that you are treated like this. It's not the first time. It happened when we had to also do the quarterly report.
Thank you very much. Acting DG, if you can continue with the presentation.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chair. In not trying to respond to the comments by honourable members, I really must apologise, and honestly, it's not that I treat, you know, the department treats this committee with disdain. This is where we account. This is where we get the authority to do what the state needs to do. If the actions have been read in any way, I really must apologise. As I said, the matters are going before court, so that's why I thought I would miss the AG's thing and then ask Dan, because Collins and I had to be in Pretoria. My sincerest of apologies. Chair and honourable members, And